Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition, February 9th, 2022. My name is Ryan Clayton, and I am your Tuesday host of the Optimize My Life radio show on Blog Talk Radio, nationwide invention of one friend, Burl Walk, several years ago, that really introduced the first national podcasting radio shows in the country. And he and a group of really sharp business people, Captain Len Kane, the original Top Gun and founder of the Golden Rule Society, Joel Griffin, the president and founder of the Hope Collection, and Rick Reese, the leader of the Marketplace Ministry Show, and many, many more outstanding American heroes that got together and created this platform so that we can, every day, Monday through Friday, and actually you can broadcast a show 24, 7 days a week. And we do it noon, Monday through Friday at the Eastern Time. And on Saturday, we have a coach's call on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, same entry call. So today what we want to do is we are opening up our phone bank. We have some incredible people that make it a point to be a part of the show daily or weekly or different special times. And it's really about delivering hope for lunch. And as the president of the board of the Hope Collection, I am excited and proud to be a part of this show. And different days I might be able to join in. But today it's my honor and joy to talk about the world of travel. What's exciting is that when you say the word travel, I ask everybody, what's that come in your mind? What do you think of? And for everybody, it means a little bit something different. But I would guess somehow it means if you're in the snow and you'd rather be in the warm, you start thinking of palm trees and beaches. If you're in the palm trees and it's 80 and 100 degrees and you want to be in the snow banks and going down the side of a mountain, you start thinking of skiing and being in the mountains of the world. So everybody's, you might be an explorer kind of person and you want to go to nature and you want to go to Galapagos Islands or you want to do a safari in Africa. Every one of those things that I just mentioned, you get a picture in your mind when I mention it. And that's what makes travel such a powerful message. It implicates life to people. It gives people a chance to explore in their mind what they've been exposed to through videos and movies and people. And sometimes they've actually done that. They've actually gone on a plane or train or a cruise ship or a taxi, and they've gone somewhere. And they've experienced a new location. Their spirit is refreshed. Their mind is refreshed. Their mind, everything about it is better. So we proudly talk about travel on Tuesday, Travel Tuesday. And if you're going to do that, what would be nothing better than to have the leader of Marketplace Ministries that fine-tunely helps people explore the dream of their life? Boy, you put all those things together, and that's one exciting adventure. Hello, Rick Reese. How are you today?
Doing fantastic, Ron. Just enjoying your opening. It's just good information. Love it. I love it. Travel Tuesday. Wow. Healing nations with vacations. What a job, huh?
Well, you know, it's cutting edge. As every day, you turn on a TV, I'm sure most people turn on radio or TV. Not everybody does, but most do. And what you're hearing is that people are finding a way to get free. We've been incarcerated by our own government. And many people who, honestly, I don't believe had the right to do it, but they have chosen to grab onto power and corruptly affect the lives of millions of people. And in some cases, they've affected them to the point of they've destroyed their life. We've got people who now are going to be treated for mental injuries. There are people that their relationships and their marriages and their friendships and their jobs and their careers, none of them have been disrupted, but it's going to take a miracle to restore them. And guess what we're in the business of, Rick?
You know, that happens overnight on a trip. That happens.
Yeah.
Mental health can be restored pretty much overnight on a trip you've dreamed of. And, of course, you got to come back, quote, unquote, to reality, and so it may come back again. But for that brief, shining moment, right, like Camelot, and you are there. You are in a whole nother place spiritually for that moment when you are, like you say, either on the slopes of Colorado. We actually went to the mountains. We drove to the mountains last week. I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And you know, every time we would go up to Denver to catch a flight out, I would look over to the west, and you see the Rocky Mountains. And then you see all the snow-capped, you know, mountains and off in the distance. And every time we'd go up to Denver to fly someplace tropical, I would say, you know, I gotta get over to the mountains. I love the mountains. And, of course, in the city of Colorado Springs, you see Pikes Peak, and it's snow-capped, and it's just beautiful sitting over there. And so finally, last week, we drove up to Denver. We had to stop at a store to pick up a suit for my brother-in-law and for my son's wedding on the 19th of February. And then while
my
we were
birthday.
Up there, after we got the suit. Really? What?
Yes.
What a great day.
It is. Hey, if
what?
He doesn't want to go, Rick, if he doesn't want to go to his wedding, Linda's holding a 70s groovy party for me for my birthday.
I saw that.
Bring the wedding party and come on down.
you know, I got to tell you, when I saw that she was going to host that 70s, I thought of, who was the guy that played on the Mod Squad? What's his name?
Oh God. Link.
You know who I'm talking about. And
well,
one of the episodes,
Link?
Or what? Link. And
yeah.
One of the episodes, he had he was dressed like, you know, with one of those psychedelic bands in his hair, in his afro, and had a daishiki on. So when I saw that, I was like, you know what? If I was anywhere close, that would be my outfit. I put on one of those daishiki headbands. I'd probably get an afro wig or something, put on one of those daishiki headbands and get a tie-dye or, one of those shirts and the whole outfit of the 70s.
Would you have platform shoes with clear plastic heels and a goldfish inside there?
Oh man, I shouldn't have even admit that I'm a child of the 70s, but I am. And that was a good time. I shouldn't say that was an interesting time to be alive.
Extreme.
And to be, you know, growing up and experience. That was an experience. And as soon as I saw what Linda was going to do, you know, like you were saying when you opened the show, it brought back memories. You know, dreams. And some you want to run from, some you want to run to, and most run from. But, I really did think about that. And so here we are going to the airport, or picking up the thing from my brother-in-law for the 19th, and we drove over to the mountains. And going up and up and up and up, you know, as you're going up the mountains on the roads going up. And just seeing up close what I saw from a distance, that does something to your soul. You know, when you actually, it's almost like a dream fulfilled. You know, three or four times going to the airport, I looked over and I saw the mountains, snow-capped, and I'm like, I got to get over there. And then finally, we were able to do it. And we drove through the mountains, and we went up to Breckenridge, and we went up to Silverton, and we're there in the mountains and we're seeing the activities of the skiers and, you know, people walking in the streets with skis on their shoulder, you know, and just that whole different vibe there, being in a ski town. And they still have the Christmas lights up, and it's just beautiful, and we're just there, and the mountains are right there. And you see the lifts, and real mountains in Colorado. When I used to live in Ohio, and I was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, we used to go skiing, but it was like a 2,000 high, you know, little bump in the road.
A bunny hill.
Yeah, like a little bunny whatever there. And it was so funny because it was like all ice. We would go, and that's where I learned how to ski. And it was just ice. It's a straight shot down, boom. And when I got stationed here in Colorado, Peterson Air Force Base, and we actually went up to ski on a real mountain that's not just one straight shot down, but it takes you forever to chairlift up and forever to get down. And it was like, yes, this is living. And so, but there we are, man. We're just in the mountain village, the ski village, and just enjoying that whole atmosphere and just taking it in. But there's nothing like a dream fulfilled. And that was like a dream, like four times driving to the airport or so, going flying tropical to finally get over there. And we went pretty late, so it got dark real quick. And it's about about 3.5 hours from Colorado Springs. And we're going to go back again earlier in the day so that we can really experience. Because driving back, beautiful roads, scenic highway, driving back from, you know, the ski village back to, you know, Colorado Springs, we had to go up and over the mountain. Couldn't see a thing, Ron. It was dark.
Well,
and dangerous. You know, in the distance you're seeing lights, and you're driving this road that has no guardrail. It has like a little snowbank. You know, where over on the other side of it is like you can see the lights of the city in the distance, and you don't even know how far down that is. You know,
yeah,
but the roads are dry.
Huh? It's a prayer to the bottom.
Right. And so Brenda's like, look at that. Like, no, honey. I'm like, straight ahead. Look straight ahead. But I know if we go back up and we have more time, that just looking over and just seeing the city and the snow. And one thing that's nice about Colorado, different than Boston, is that the snow dries up on the road. You know, because of the altitude and because of, you know, just it dries up. The snow evaporates off the road and stays in the mountains and hills, but evaporates off the road. Of course, in Boston, it stays on the road or it gets dirty and moves to the side and stays there, still there. East Coast snow versus Colorado snow, it evaporates from the road fairly quickly. But it was a dream fulfilled. And just being there in the ski village and experiencing that whole atmosphere, that whole vibe, that whole different world, that whole culture. You know, and that's almost like what happened when we went to Punta Cana and we saw you guys, of course, and we were able to hang out.
Where were you 10 days ago?
I know, right? Secrets, Punta Cana.
You were in the tropics. 85 degrees,
we're in the
sand, sun, crystal blue water.
Beach, parasailing, speedboats, going by, food, all-inclusive. What do you care for today? Seafood. What do you care for today? This kind of food, that kind of food. You know, eat as much as you want, drink as much as you want, everything's included. You know, just get up and whatever you want to do that day, just go ahead and do it. Freedom. Time.
Could be dancing
freedom.
On the beach under the stars.
Dancing on the beach, yeah, after we had a great meal, know, okay, yeah, hey, where we're going is right across the way here. We get on, go over there, and they've got the music blasting on the beach, and we're dancing on the beach under the stars, and people laughing, people having a good time. You know, the waiter's coming by saying, you want this hors d'oeuvre or that hors d'oeuvre? What may I get you? You know, man, you remind me, that just happened, what, 10 days ago? 10 days ago. And what a life. Life fulfilled is a life when you can live out your dreams and satisfy that thing on the inside of you.
Do you realize how many times that you've passed that light onto somebody else? And you're not done yet. In fact, whether you get up or not every day, the extension of your spirit is being passed. The light is being passed to another person every single day, many times, multiple times a day, because you chose to take a step out in faith and know that the Lord has a wonderful world that he created for you to live in, expand in, and bring your his presence through your presence as a present.
Hey, man, that's a book. You know, and I get that I get a recharge every morning, you know, when I pray. And that's our responsibility. And that's what you do, Ron, you and Linda. You know, he gives you that recharge every day, and you empty it out. You know, one of the responsibilities is to not hold on to that charge all day long and keep it to yourself, but to give out that energy. You know, that recharge that you get every morning, and to live your day, you know, as Joel, of course, has set the example on the show here, the Hope Collection, and paying it forward and giving out that charge and helping others by helping them help others. And at the end of the day, you know, you need to get another charge and just keep this ever-ready battery. And just keep going back and keep giving it out. And that's that whole pay it forward. And that's the beauty of the show and what we're doing. And being able, what is your responsibility? It's not a question for you. It's just a general question. But what is your responsibility to pay forward that you've received? Because everybody has received something.
In my case, it's the light of the world. I was given the light of the world, life eternally, and I have, by design and architecture, I am now executing the purpose of that architecture that God created in us. I say us, it's Lynn and I. And as a matter of fact, just for an example, Rick, tonight at 6 o'clock, we belong to this group of people that called Western New York Works. A friend of ours, mutual friend, his name's Dale Martin. He founded an organization. If Dale was to describe what he does in his life, what he is, he calls himself a community developer. Does that sound familiar, Rick? He has been working for years. He ran ESPN radio show on Saturday mornings on the Powerhouse radio station here. And his program was Western New York Works. It's all about how and where people can be active and productive in the world in Western New York. And then we have a television station that's national called SCTV. Mean TV, I guess, is the byline. And he has a television show that he has guests from different walks of education and business and social organizations. And he interviews them and talks how people can improve their life. Well, this networking group has a monthly meeting. Last 18 months, most of them have been on Zoom. But the 2022, the very first meeting of the Western New York Works of the members are coming to a place called 73 Norman Avenue, and they're going to be hosted by this couple that a few years ago were fortunate enough to meet Rick and Brenda Reese. And a mutual friend introduced us, and our life has never been the same. And as a result, tonight, since we're hosting the event, we also get to talk about RCLC Travel Solutions. So I'm looking right now. I'm in my living room looking out across the room, and I see a 2-foot by 2-foot book that we got at one of the discount book companies, and it's called Castle. And it's a picture, 2-foot by 2-foot coffee table book with all castles from all over the world. From Baltimore, North Carolina, to Ireland, to Germany, to Switzerland, to Sweden, to Italy, to France, to Russia. I mean, this whole book is 2-foot by 2-foot. And I'm looking at the picture, so it's standing up against the desk. And on our coffee table, Linda has put up an array of, a bunch of Viking river catalog cruises and Carnival and Norwegian and American Cruise Line, Escape Weekends, Travel to the Orient, Travel to Africa. I've got all these brochures on that table. And people that come tonight, Linda and I are going to do two things. We've divided up our night. She's going to talk about the Vortex, the free, incredible savings program for when you're going to book travel. Why not belong to a private club that gives you exclusivity with no... There's no, what's the word I want to use, restriction. It's good 24/7 everywhere in the world. And it's guaranteed lower prices than all the big boys. And if someone you know and knows what you can give them, the same travel for less money, who are they going to do business with? So that's Vortex. And then we have tomorrow afternoon, I'm presenting to our church, a program it's called Funding by Travel. And I've got it laid out where I'm going to demonstrate that we could provide the money for the entire missions budget by allowing our the members of our church who travel and go places, and the money that they would not spend and they would not get because of all the Expedia and Travelocity, they keep all the profits. So our funding by travel will give the church 60% of what everybody saves, and it'll fund the mission team. So that's tomorrow afternoon. We get to share that. But tonight is all about exposing what in Buffalo, New York, either you could take advantage of the travel benefits of Surge, Vortex, and YTD, or you can utilize it for a career, and people are looking for new careers, or you can teach people how to have fun, faith, and help other people in the travel industry. That's what we're doing today.
Wow. Today. Hey, you had me with the castles.
Oh, my goodness. You know, this trip
hey,
really
you know,
funny.
We...
Two of the castles we saw on our Viking River Cruise are in this book.
Well, when you said castles, and of course, you know, fundingbytravel.com, that's an incredible thing. When you said castles, immediately it brought me back to the transatlantic cruise that we took, the 15-day transatlantic cruise, leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, Azores, 8 days across the Atlantic, Azores, Portugal, Spain, Paris, and there we are running around Paris and having so much fun, and then on to London and our England, and we actually went to London later, but we forget Hampton, Southampton is where we docked, and then up to Stonehenge, and then we were basically the cruise was over, and we said okay, let's go to London and stay in London for another week or so, and we did. And then from London, we said, let's fly over to Germany. So we flew over to Germany. Wanted to catch a military flight over there. Couldn't catch it, so we had to take a commercial flight. And so we came through Belgium. And, of course, you know, I'm picking up all of this chocolate, Brian. I'm buying every variety, every flavor, every kind of thing of chocolate. And because at the airport, they've got this mall. And it had one store that just had all the, you know, Belgian chocolates. But anyhow, so we get over to Germany, and we fly into Frankfurt, and we somehow catch the train ride down to Ramstein, and the Air Force Base, Ramstein, which is about maybe an hour and a half south of Frankfurt. And they were passing towns like Frankenstein. Like, hey, I need to take a picture of that train moving too fast. And we get off in Ramstein, and it's like a scene out of the movie. You know, the train leaves, and we're standing there with our luggage, and there's nobody around. Where do we go from here? You know, and then we look across the tracks, and we see this guy who's cleaning his taxi. And so we couldn't just go across the tracks. They had a fence up and all that. So we had to walk about, you know, at least 30 yards or so and around to a main street and then back down again. And he's still there cleaning his taxi, divine timing. And so we said, hey, can you take us to Ramstein Air Force Base? And they said, sure, sure. He says, I've got privileges to get on the base. So where are you going? Ramstein Inn. He takes us right to Ramstein Inn. And it's funny because in London, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had a place to stay. And so I sent an email to the Ramstein Inn and didn't get a chance to see the response that said, don't come because we have no vacancies. So we show up, and I didn't even see the email. We show up, and we're there, and they give us this, like, huge flat, you know, that we could stay at for 7 days. And huge. It's just the two of us and on base. And it was like, awesome, awesome, awesome. But while on base, we said, okay, let's go and see, you know, they have a little office there that has all the different tours and everything. And one of the tours was a cruise on the Rhine and to visit one of the castles. And that's what we did. We did the cruise of the Rhine. We saw all the castles. And then when we stopped, we said that they bust us back to the Ramstein Castle. And so when you said that, it triggered that whole experience. And so I'm sitting in front of a computer, so I bring up the Ramstein Castle, which is a medieval castle built in, you know, the 13th century. And I remember Brenda didn't want to go up, you know, to the castle, to the you know, where they have the big old tower. And, you know, where they got the rook kind of things where you can get your longbow and pull back the longbow and fire down on ships that are coming down the Rhine. And but I did. And so I pull up this picture, and I'm looking at the tower that I climbed. And it was like winding stairs all the way up, cast iron stairs all the way up. And it was kind of a dreary day, so Brenda definitely didn't want to go up. But, you know, it was pretty secure. So I go all the way up, and I'm up in the castle there, you know, and, you know, where it has the things that, like a chess game, the rook. And, man, I am, like, flashing back to the 13th century and just enjoying that moment. So as soon as you said that, Ron, you triggered a memory. You triggered a memory that had so much attached to it. You know, we're 8 days crossing the Atlantic. They've got like this disco hour on the cruise ship, and Brenda and I was trying to keep to ourselves, and because you know, like you know, you get into a crowd, and next thing you know, you have all of these people. Yay, Ron, Linda, yeah, let's do this, let's do that, Ron, Linda, let's get these burgers. And so we said, okay, no, we're going to, on this 15-day cruise, so that we don't get caught up and we can just enjoy each other, we're just going to experience ourselves. We're going to make an attempt to not get caught up. And so we're out at one of the comedy shows, and Brenda's standing next to this guy. And they just start laughing and talking. And I'm like, Brenda, remember? and so the guy tells her, hey, Brenda, you know, you and Rick, because she introduces me, should come up after the show. A group of us are going up to the discotheque. That's at the top of the ship, you know, and they got, you know, this big room. And I'm like, okay, here we go. But we go up, Ron, and we start hanging out with this group, and we have so much fun. And so after we dance and have fun, they said, you know, all the places that you had to pay to get the pastries and special made sandwiches, it's free after 12. And so what we as a group, we normally will go down and have a cup of coffee and get all the pastries. It's all free. And so we're like, okay. And so we go down and we learn something new. The things that we walk by on the ship, because I'm not paying that for that carrot cake. It's all free. And so we're indulging in all of these pastries and panini sandwiches and, I mean, just everything. And the group, we start doing it every night, Ron. We get caught up, Ron. But I say all that to say, you triggered a memory when you said this 2x2 book there with all the castles. Just that one statement, Ron, triggered a memory.
I'm going through it.
Well, if you see the Rheinstein Castle, that's the one that we were in and explored. And it's on the Middle Rhine in Germany. There.
Yeah. There's the Hauenzollern, the Marxburg,
and
Neuschwanstein, Schoenberg. Rheinstein. I'm telling you, Rick, I wish you could, well, we'll share it with you.
No, they're memories.
Each other
and that's the thing about travel.
We never would have had that, Rick, we never would have had that memory. We wouldn't have this without you and Brenda. You revolutionized our life.
Well, you guys, you know, there's something, and I appreciate that. But you guys actually took advantage, and we say this all the time. And we're like, we give you a tool. You guys are like, hey, this is a tool. Great. This is more than just blah, blah, blah. And next thing I know, you guys are cruising in Europe. Visiting Anne Frank home. And frolicking through the tulips in Holland. And I'm like, wow, all you can eat. Oh, cream of wheat. This is amazing. You guys took it. You know what? And that's the cool thing, Ron. That's why I enjoy talking to you, because you guys know how to take advantage of opportunity. But what I was going to say before, when we were just talking about the gift, and you had mentioned Dale, and the gift that Dale uses in bringing people together and connecting people, and being able to serve of himself in leadership and doing all those things within the community and community development and working with businesses and bringing people from the business community together with other people that may have a need. And the whole complex with the Bangladesh folks that he's working with and that you guys are working with. And just being able to be a professional connector and serving the leadership skills and all the different gifts and things that, you know, God has given us. That is a beautiful feeling. You know, that's a beautiful feeling of release. And I was thinking about, as you were saying, that country boy and his art and how his art brings people to another place, just seeing his art. He did a piece the other day on the top realtor. I don't know if you saw that, and he had sent it, he had texted, and even just the expression of that person, you know, that was in that art, and the feelings that the art actually gives you, and being able to serve that, and that will never die. That's an expression of the Lord working through a person. And that has an eternal life to it. You know, what Joel has put together for the Hope Collection and helping others by helping them help others, and the things that we're doing has an eternal life to it, because it's the Spirit of God. You know, even like for the Hope Collection and Joel's mom being named Hope and the things that she did and working with the wives of the soldiers in World War II, you know, to give them hope. You know, and traveling with Rockwell and I was going to say Rockefeller, but Rockwell, and being able to travel and the art that she created, those are things eternal because it's coming from an eternal source that we're passing on. And I challenge the people that are on the call or that will listen to this afterwards, what is that gift that God has given you that you hold so tightly to your chest? And God is saying, no, it's to be released, you know, without fear, you know, get involved, get engaged, you know, so that it can spread, so that you can do something that you're holding on so close that will have an eternal benefit and will continue and will outlive you. And that's what life is all about, you know, serving the gift that we have on the inside that will outlive us. What is that? And, you know, and it's kind of sad sometimes when people out of fear will hold that so tightly to their chest.
Well, another way of putting that is like the spider monkey that loves peanuts. You give them, put a bunch of peanuts in the bottom of a bottle, and they reach in there with their skinny hands and they get a hold of a peanut, and they want the peanut, but they won't let go of it, so they can't have it. The key is you have to let go of what God gives you, and you have to pay it forward so that somebody else can appreciate. You can create... Actually, appreciation is like a form of spiritual equity. And
that's
you're
good.
Building equity in the lives of people when you let go and give it up. You give it up with a spirit in mind to lift somebody up.
Wow, that's good, Ron. That'll preach. You know, like they say, preach, preacher. That'll preach there. Wow, that's good. You should write that in your book.
I've got things going in my book every week. I'm doing that because you taught me that. You know what's neat last night, Rick? As we were, I couldn't get on the show till late because I was working on a couple things for tonight, and I realized, wow, the show's on. The event was happening. Monday night event was going on, and I had to be a part of it. So I got on. I was listening. And it was so thrilling to hear Chantel talking about, she was talking about us sitting down and having dinner together on the beach last week in Punta Cana. Now, she's on the other side. She's 1,000 miles away from us, maybe longer, maybe 1,500 miles, up in Tacoma, Washington. And she's talking about our time sitting down and they're breaking bread together on a beach in 85-degree weather, and, of course, it wasn't 85 degrees last night in Tacoma or Buffalo. But she's talking about it. See, when she saw us, how she came running to Linda. She threw her arms around her, and Linda hugged each other. It was like, oh, it's old home week. We get to
wow.
see each other on special occasions and share our heart and our spirit and lock together, arm in arm, because we're on a mission together.
We're on a mission. You know, and that's what's beautiful in life when you can actually team up with people who are like-minded on a mission. That is a powerful force that cannot be stopped. You know, when you are paying things forward.
Triple braided cord. It can't be broken.
Ooh. Wow. You should write that down, too. It's true. And the Lord in the midst of it. And that is a blessing in life when you can actually get in that flow. And the reason is every single thing you need is in, you find in that flow. And when you jump in the water and you're in that flow. And you'll find serendipity. You will find everything that you're looking for once you begin to move. Stand still, everything flows by you. Jump in the water, water's fine. And you'll find every single thing. If it's resources, if it's connections, if it's people, if it's wisdom, everything you find as you begin to move. You know, you stand still, it flows right by you. Jump in the water, you begin to see and feel, you know, the excitement of life. And I mean, and you know, you try to tell that to people, and fear a lot of times keep people on the shore. And God is, you know, God is saying, hey, cast out to the deep. And I know the water's over my head, I can't swim. Well, you ever think that you may be able to even walk on water in Him? You know, you may not need to swim. What keeps people from doing the things that they should do is fear and them necessarily thinking they really have anything to do with it other than obedience. And just being able to trust and surrender and to walk into the deep and then realize that whatever you need, if you need to walk on water, you'll walk on water. If you need wings to fly, you'll get wings as eagles to fly. Whatever you need, if you need to hold your breath underwater, you can do everything that you need, you will find. And the most important discovery is that you'll find that it's not you. It's Him. What a discovery, huh? You find that it's Him. It's not. Do you remember Mariano?
I sure do.
You met Mariano.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, Mariano, we were breaking bread and down in San Diego a few years back. Mariano sent me an email yesterday that he received from Junior Achievement here in Colorado Springs. And the gentleman in Junior Achievement, who I forget his responsibility, but he sent Mariano an email that Mariano passed on to me and said, hey, Rick, he wants to meet. He heard through a BNI, you know, networking group, that I had a travel business. And he wants to learn about it to see how it could support some of the programs at the Junior Achievement.
Oh my goodness.
And where they have kids coming in and traveling. I know. Have their kids coming in and traveling and in and out and all the different things they do in Southern Colorado. So he's setting up a meeting. I said, well, great. And he reached out to me because, of course, we use Surge as a tool. And so, you know, he'll get back to me and we'll figure out a day to meet. But we're using Surge as a tool. You had just mentioned fundingbytravel.com. The Vortex is a tool that we use to raise money. You know, the Vortex is a booking portal that let's use the JA as an example. Excuse me, if the JA saw, you know, what this is all about, they could give out this free Vortex link. And think about this. They give out this free Vortex link to all their business supporters. Hey, book your travel through this link. All of their supporters, period. Book this travel far and wide, near and far. Book your travel through this travel booking portal. It's called the Vortex. And it's going to save you money when you book. And that was one of the things he mentioned to Mariano. He said, I heard that you have a program that can save money on travel. Sure. And let's say the Vortex came on board and the JA came on board and they had the Vortex to give out to everyone. They give out this free link, mind you, as 8 billion people, like you said, rightfully or wrongly, locked down globally, are now ready to get out and see the world again. So they give out this link, timing perfect. The people book through that link, and supporters, they don't even know, pass on this link. The businesses pass on this link to employees. The ministries pass on the JA's link to the congregations. Hey, book through this link. It's going to save you money. But not only does it save you money, the JA has this program that they need money to raise money to do to help these kids. Not only does it save you money, but it supports a cause that you believe in. And so somebody gets this link and the vortex from the JA, and they book through it Punta Cana Secrets. I mean, it's a booking link. And they save, you know, $100 over the public price that we know is set by Expedia, Pricefinder. It's a public price. When they book through the vortex, it goes out and looks at that public price, has an algorithm that brings the price in through the vortex up to 60% less than whatever that public price is. And so they're saving money. They get this free link, complimentary. They save, let's say they save $100 over the public price. 60% of what they save finds its way back to the JA, right? That Mariano connected, right? And the JA earns $60, you know, off of that. 60% of whatever is saved goes to the owner of the vortex. And so this free link goes out by the thousands. And the JA sends it out, and it finds its way through social media over in another country. You know, people booking through the vortex, it converts into multiple languages. Mandarin, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, you know, they just added Vietnamese. I mean, it converts Spanish, French. I mean, so it can go global, and this link takes on a life of its own. And the one thing that's assured, though, the person's going to save up to 60%, 99.9% of the time, and 60% of whatever they save, regardless globally where this link finds itself, comes back to the JA that Mariano connected here in Southern Colorado. Right? And so now the JA is this huge resource center drawing the multiple billions from around the world. Expedia, $98 billion in 2019 in an industry of booking online in 2019 of $762 billion. Which is projected to grow in 2022 now to a trillion people booking online. What is the market share that is available to the JA, to the church that you mentioned? Is it possible? See, that's what marketplace ministry is all about. Is it possible to garner market share with a tool like the Vortex, which has no upper limit? It's just organizing people. It's organizing churches. It's organizing schools. It's organizing JAs. It's organizing whomever that has a cause to be able to tell their membership base, hey, here's a free link. Get it out to all your members and supporters and blah, 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 everybody that you know. When they book through it, they're going to save up to 60%. 60% of what they save is coming back to whomever that may be. It may be an individual. And that's how we use the Vortex. So that's what we're going to share with the JA about the Vortex. For the membership, which is also a part of it, you know, as under the umbrella surge, you have the Vortex, great tool for fundraising, create an income stream. But then you have the Wholesale Travel Club membership. And so we're going to talk to the JA, and we're going to tell them, you can use this membership at the staff level. Because you can add up to 4 people on the same membership. So as you have staff that are traveling here and traveling there, let them travel wholesale. The rates through the membership are even steeper than the rates through the Vortex. Deep, deep, deep savings. And so now the organization, whomever it may be, can use the membership and for their staff travel to meet their staff needs. Shopping online, traveling, rotate the people who are traveling through, book those flights, book those hotels, you know. And then, as we wrap up here, you have the travel agency, which is also a part of the whole deal. Now, this is interesting, and it would be awesome if the JA could see it. The JA is training entrepreneurs, young people. They're training them for business, to be business-minded. Now imagine you know, with the travel agency, it's really a travel agency, and you have everything under this umbrella. As a travel agency, access to all the travel training. You want to be a wedding destination specialist. That training is online. It's free. You want to be a SeaWorld specialist, a Disney specialist. You know, you want to be a Buffalo specialist, a Colorado specialist. All the training is free. You know, Ron, and you and Linda have taken a lot of the different trainings for the river boats.
The American River Cruise. That's the paddle wheel company. And I took the test. There were six videos, and I did it maybe one or two days, a couple hours each day or something. And when I graduated, I got a certificate, and I did that. Honestly, I did it 2 years ago. And Rick, I get a letter every 6 months from American River Cruise. We have a certificate, and we have an awards. We can go on one of those American River Cruises for 75% off the price.
Wow. And so imagine the JA students, kids that are part, having opportunity for the timing such as now to tap into the largest industry on the planet with their own business. And so you have the travel. So under that umbrella, the major deals are the Vortex, the membership, the travel agency, and then when you're a member for 12 months, you have the 7-day vacation stay. But imagine those students and the JA as an example. We're not there. We haven't even met yet. I'm just saying vision. But being able to offer the students who want a career in travel to be able to join and get their own business to start for the $79. Okay, $19.95 monthly. And just to start, to say, hey, I wouldn't mind exploring a career in travel. And when they start, the students, when they start, and they have a whole class that starts, $79, they're going to have the travel agency, they're going to have the Vortex booking engine, they're going to have the membership, they have all of it. And they have a whole business right there for $79. And then for the 30 days, they are able to do and book and see, do you want to upgrade to the $500 program? You know, $500 is the actual cost for the real business, you know, but you get to see and kick the tires and look under the hood for the 30 days for $79. A person that's looking to transition a career, $79. A person that's looking to say, hey, I want to book all my travel. I may not want to do it, but I have access to book all my travel that I'm going to do for 2022. And now I can stop. But it's booked for $79. I want to take some training. I want to be a riverboat king like my mentor Ron. For $79, you have access to all the training. Disney, I want to be a Disney specialist. I want to be a wedding destination specialist. I want to be a Florida specialist, a San Diego specialist. I want to be a Bahama specialist. I want to be a Princess Cruise Commodore, a specialist. I want to have access to Carnival Cruise's booking engine. I don't want to tell anybody at all. I just want to travel. Wholesale instead of retail, right off of my taxes, get paid to go. Huh?
You can do that too. I mean... What a deal. Rick, you know, it is a privilege, but it's a privilege that we get to share and expand. We're not keeping it our light under the bushel. We're putting it on the mountain and shouting it to the world. Come be free. Be free again. Live free. Dream free. Lift people up and put joy and happiness in people's lives. By serving others is the deal. The deal of deals.
Hey, Ron, what are the 8 programs under the Hope Collection?
Well, the 8 pillars that are of support that we support as the Hope Collection is faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. those eight pillars combine really all aspects of life. And within any one of them, we have companies, organizations, or people that someone can get connected to for whatever kinds of support they're looking to have in all phases of their life, from medical to educational, certifications. We found, believe it or not, we have an incubator under the Education Center, and that's where we found you. We were introduced as individuals through the Hope Collection to Surge 365 through a friend who was 800 miles away from where we live. And you're another 800 miles away from them. It was like we were the Bermuda Triangle and got captured.
And, you know, one of the things that that Joel would mention that was so awesome to me, he says, Rick, you know, Joel the visionary, he says, Rick, these corporations are gonna let people go so that and they're going to find a way that they don't have to hire them full time. And they're going to be letting people go, just looking at the employment situation projecting out. And the truth is people don't want to be hired full time. You know, if it turns out that, you know, a corporation says, okay, I'm only going to hire you, you know, partially so that I don't have to pay you, you know, health benefits or whatever the case may be. Joel said that's the ideal situation for what we're doing. You know, like you mentioned with the incubator, where a person may say, okay, I'll work for a corporation. I don't want to be full-time anyway, so I'll work with them part-time. If they want to keep my hours just short enough where they don't have to pay me medical, that's fine. And through the programs provided by the Hope Collection, I can pick up that medical, right? And I can do the duplex, and I can start a business, you know, the whole duplex model. And I can work multiple businesses, and just like a farmer with crops, and each one creates a cash stream. Each one of my crops, which is really a business, creates a cash stream. And I can survive. And as opposed
survive.
To being having...
You can prosper.
I can, like you say, now I own an asset.
Prosper. Generational prosperity. Break the cycle of poverty by creating equity and generational prosperity. Generational.
That'll preach right there, Ron. Oh, that's a sermon right there.
It is. And that's what the centerpiece of every program or every project that the Hope Collection is involved with this year. No, whatever outreach it is, or anybody who's a part of the Hope Collection, centerpiece to the whole theme is we are involved in creating generational prosperity, generational blessings. And you know,
that is
unique in the world today. When how many people would trade or leave their job for one of their family members? Most people, no way am I going to give my kids, my nephew, my niece, the jobs I've held. No way. Not going to do it.
Powerful. It's powerful. You know, it's a platform and a foundation, you know, to really launch into and run on and see what the end would be. And that's what makes life exciting.
Well, we're wrapping up the day of Tuesday travel and dream and making dreams come true. Rick, I think we shared a bunch of dreams for a bunch of people today that we can go and bless. And so I hope to hear from somebody that was introduced to something you shared today. And we're all going to work to help each other make this a better world. Thank you, Rick.
Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye now.